Hey guys, what's up? Today we're going over a bonus episode, Update Speculation. In this update, I will be going over some in-depth things, like a new brawler. The new brawler that will come out is probably going to be a rare brawler, maybe even a legendary brawler as well. I think this brawler will have some sort of ability to be able, like my idea for Spyray, be able to slap back brawlers, unlike Gene, how he can pull, be able to slap back brawlers, or a brawler that is able to turn himself enraged and just get some buffs while using his super, kind of like Rosa, but like not the shield, like more speed and more damage. And I think that would just be a really good addition to Brawl Stars. Also, I think that if they came out with a legendary brawler, there could be a lifesteal brawler. I'm thinking more like a brawler that kind of has shorter range, maybe like, I'm thinking here, maybe like a shotgun brawler, something like that, and then their super could be, it would be kind of like Crow's main attack, except it would be poison too, or something like that, or it would stick like a needle in them and they'd take damage. And I think that could be, and it would be like lifesteal. So that would be awesome to see a lifesteal brawler, or it's just something lifesteal. I think that would be a really awesome brawler idea. And yeah, I think those are some of the brawlers that we can expect. The Brawl Pass, go check out my episode of the speculation on that. But to go further in depth with that, hang on. So to go further in depth with that, I feel like we can predict there are a couple of like emote ideas. I feel like maybe they could be like Anita giving a thumbs up with a mad face. Like, and then they could have like skin emotes. Like there could be a spike emote, a bull emote. Just, I really feel like there could be a lot of awesome skins. I feel like that they will probably add more skins into the game. So that would be awesome. If they did, they should add maybe skin emotes. So like a crying colt, an El Primo. But maybe like we could add like a touchdown bull or skin emote or spike dabbing or mad Leon, something like that. Just really awesome things and that could come into this update, and I feel like that would be really awesome. We could have Bandita Shelly, we could have Witch Shelly, we could have all sorts of skins, we could have, there's actually a couple pretty good ones for Penny. We could have a Leon giving like peace signs, stuff like that. Just, it would be, I feel like it would be really awesome to have all these new Brawl Stars emotes, and I would put them for maybe about 500 star points a piece. Just an easy way to, I mean, the emotes wouldn't do anything for you, but it would be kind of interesting to use them in a match. Sorry guys, it stopped right in the middle of me talking. So, about these new emote ideas, like maybe we could get a thumbs up spike, maybe like a Rico's thing. Alright, let's get some like skin predictions. So, some skin predictions. I think they're gonna come out with some Pam skins, some Tick skins. Just, I think they should cover the brawlers that they don't have skins for. That would be awesome. I just feel like that that would be really cool. Just Pam skins, Tick skins, just the brawlers that don't already have those skins. And yep, so that's gonna be pretty cool. I would be excited to see those. And yep, so the some skins that I'm gonna search up, I'm going off of GD Core's skin ideas. GD Core skins. All right, my favorite skin from GD Core that I think we can expect in the game are a couple of them. Our next Easter, we can expect probably the Chicken Crow. If they're looking to finish the Junker Trio, or they just want, I'm going to say that we need some pretty better skins. The Bathtub Carl be a good skin for him. Old Computer 8-Bit, I'm pretty sure that's by GD Core, yep. Would just be some awesome skins. Another one of my favorites, probably my top favorite, is Ice Cream Spike. I love this skin concept. If you haven't seen it, make sure to go check it out. It's amazing. Yeti Sandy is an awesome skin idea. But I don't know who this is by, but it is by GD Core. Legendary Daryl, I just think that skin is just phenomenal. Electro Crow is also one of my favorite skins ever. But enough of me rambling on about this random crap. Alright. So, I guess it's not really random, but whatever. So, I believe that the Pam skin... Let's get into just Pam skins. There, two of the Pam skins that I think could happen would be... I'm pretty sure there's like a Firefighter Pam. There's Lifeguard Pam. And then there is... Carnival Pam. I feel like these skins could all make it in the game just because of how awesome they are, but I don't know what will happen. I do think with speculation that, if you didn't check out my other episode, go check it out, that Demonic Bow will be in the Brawl Pass. I am very, very excited to see this Brawl Pass. Alright, enough of me rambling on about skins. The Brawler ideas, you heard that. That's really all I have to say for this bonus episode. They are taking away ticketed events, so I wonder what will happen when that does. And I'm excited to see what rewards it'll give you. Because right now I'm pretty far in boss fight, and otherwise I'm just playing with a bunch and I just play with randoms. But I got all the way to like an insane. And they're just getting really bad. So that's going to wrap up today's bonus episode. So this isn't, I really think, if you guys think I should do this, send me a voice message. But yeah, make sure to go check out Masquerade's podcast, the weekly Brawl Rankings, Charlie's podcast, Northern Brawlers, Abstract's podcast, Brawl On. Sorry about that. If you guys could hear that. And Crow Crew's podcast by Questing Knight. I mean, Questing Knight's podcast, Crow Crew. What on earth am I saying? All right, that's going to wrap up today's bonus episode. I'll see you guys later tomorrow with the thing. And I'm very excited. All right, see ya.